Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to part 24 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLoshon project, To Think Before We Speak. Until this point, the Chafetz Chaim was really in an introductory mode in which he outlined the Asin, positive commandments, Lavin, the prohibitions, and Arurim, the curses, which apply or could apply if a person were speaking Lashon Hara, particularly if he did so on a regular basis, he would end up at some point in violation of many of these different mitzvahs. As we begin the Hilchas Isurei Lashon Hara, the formal part of Sefer Chafetz Chaim, we focus on the actual mitzvah that is observing Lashon Hara and Shmiras HaLashon to be careful with what we speak. Perhaps the most important, and that's how the Chafetz Chaim begins, is to define what is Lashon Hara, and as we will see and as we know, it refers to something that is true, but we are tale-bearing, and therefore damaging, even though we are not coloring it with any untruths. It's still prohibited. The Chafetz Chaim writes, Asur l'sape begunus chavero, it's forbidden to speak the negativity of one's fellow, afilo al emes gomor, even if it's totally true. V'zenikra v'ficha chomeinu zechronim levracha, and this is what Chazal, our sages, refer to as Lashon Hara, bad speech. The Chafetz Chaim points out, De'im yesh ba'asipo shelo ta'aruvas shel sheker, if there is any falsehood, va'avur zeh niskana chavero yoseh, and because of that, the person was degraded in a greater fashion than the truth, then it's called motzi shem ra, it's called falsehood. Va'avono godel harbe yoser, and it would be even more severe. In the footnote, the Chafetz Chaim observes, Yodua, it is known, da'al yedei teva achas, it's possible through one word, nishtana ba'asipur, if you change it, in how you relate the story, just a little nuance, Nishtana ha'inyan kulo, everything changes. And that one word of altering the story, even in its emphasis of how things happened, would also be considered a sheker, a falsehood, and would cause the speech to be categorized as motzi shemra, falsehood. In a later chapter, the Chafetz Chaim will observe that even if you leave out the mitigating circumstances, you could enter into this realm of false representation. Because had people known whatever it was, then the situation would be a little bit more understandable. And that's something that we're going to get to in the future, Mitzvah Shem, where a person might be stressed out and therefore lost their cool. And if you simply relate that they lost their cool without explaining the circumstances, it reflects quite badly on them, even more than the Lashon Hara, which is being said. Now, in the footnote, as he begins the Sefer, the Chafetz Chaim spends a bit of time proving that Lashon Hara is even if it's true. And I'd like to focus on two quick proofs that he brings. One of them is a statement in the Gemara that if a messenger of the Beis Din, of the court, is insulted, he comes to people, he tells them that they're demanded in their presence in court, and the people insult him. They scream at him, etc. He has the right to report back and lo mischazi kelishna bisha, and it's not considered lashon hara. And the Chafetz Chaim points out that certainly, if he was saying falsehood, he would certainly be prohibited from reporting. The only question here is if the messenger of the court is reporting with accuracy. He's reporting the truth of what happened when he summoned somebody to court. And we're being told that even though normally that would be lashon hara, over here by the messenger of a court who has to report back, that's not considered lashon hara. Clearly you see that lashon hara is when it's true, and we're simply trying to identify when the law of lashon hara, it's true, when it would actually be permitted. And the only case it's permitted is, as the Gemara is outlining, when the messenger of the court is reporting back. Another example of a proof, the Gemara says, Dalid kitos she'ena mekablam pnei shechina. There are four categories of people that are barred from the presence of Hashem, of the divine presence. Uvesocham, and among them, is kat shakronim, the group of people that lie. And another group is kat mesapri lashon hara, people who speak lashon hara. Clearly, these are two different categories, and a person cannot argue that he's allowed to say it because it's true. That's exactly what this other group is. There's a group for people who lie, and we're not accusing you of lying. We're observing that you're speaking lashon hara, and that's prohibited. And that is a category of its own, which is indeed prohibited. In the words of the Rambam, She'ein lashon hara she'yechazev al ha'adam. We're not talking that you lied, v'yaches lo masha lo ya'aseh, and you're attributing to him what he didn't do. Ki ze nikru motzi shemra. That's called motzi shemra. That's a lie. Lashon hara is she'yegale genus ha'adam be'emes, that he reveals the negativity of his fellow, even when it's true. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.